AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Republicans approve a budget framework that aims to cut $1.5 trillion for federal programs and services. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson said President Trump's big, beautiful bill was on track.
The Democrats are out right now trying to make hay out of the fact that we're going to gut Medicaid and all these other things. It's simply not true. We're going to protect the essential programs for everybody who's eligible to receive those. And you'll see that reflected in the final bill.
House Majority Steve Scalise says Republicans are going to get right to work.
So that we can deliver real wins for the American people on a bill that makes sure no taxes go up, we produce more energy in America, we can deliver the border security that President Trump has already been implementing.
Republicans aim to preserve tax breaks approved during President Trump's first term and seeks to add new ones promised during his second term. The European Union followed suit with tariff pauses of their own after President Trump announced the 90-day pause, AP's Lawrence Brooks reports.
The European Union has said it will put tariff retaliation measures on hold for 90 days to match President Donald Trump's pause on his sweeping new tariffs. Speaking at a press conference in Brussels, Commission spokesperson Olaf Gilles said Europe is ready to strike a deal with the US.
We appreciate that you have brought this pause on so-called reciprocal tariffs, and we in turn are now pausing our proposed countermeasures. We're ready to make deals. Let's talk.
Trump had imposed a 20% levy on goods from the EU as part of his onslaught of tariffs against global trading partners. EU member countries then voted to approve a set of retaliatory tariffs on $23 billion in goods in response. But on Wednesday, Trump said he would pause his tariffs for 90 days to give countries a chance to negotiate solutions to US trade concerns. Countries subject to the pause will instead face Trump's 10% baseline tariff.
This is AP News. If you're attending the Masters for golf, you might see it could also be a time machine portal. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on how the golf tournament is holding on to what many may call the olden days.
The Masters still offers old-school devices as an alternative to cell phones. The Masters holds on to tradition both on and off the golf course. Augusta National requires its patrons to leave their cell phones and other electronic devices behind. As a replacement, there are several public telephone banks, throwback devices from days gone by. 16-year-old Thomas Abraham used a public telephone for the first time. He thought it was kind of cool. Many in the crowd at Augusta attached to their cell phones have been patting their pockets, looking for it on the course. The line at the public phone bank can stretch up to 10 people deep at the height of the Masters. A big test for many is remembering their cell phone numbers to check for messages. I'm Ed Donahue.